Today's lesson comes from Matthew, verses 18 through 25. Hear God's word. The birth of Jesus took place like this. His mother Mary was engaged to be married to Joseph. Before they came to the marriage bed, Joseph discovered she was pregnant. It was by the Holy Spirit, but he didn't know that. Joseph, chagrined but noble, determined to take care of things quietly so Mary would not be disgraced. And while he was trying to figure a way out, he had a dream. God's angel spoke in the dream. Joseph, son of David, don't hesitate to get married. Mary's pregnancy is spirit conceived. God's Holy Spirit has made her pregnant. She will bring a son to birth. And when she does, you, Joseph, will name him Jesus. God saves, because he will save his people from their sins. This would bring the prophet's embryonic sermon to full term. Watch for this. A virgin will get pregnant and bear a son, and they will name him Emmanuel, Hebrew for God is with us. And then Joseph woke up. He did exactly what God's angel commanded in the dream. He married Mary. But he did not consummate the marriage until she had the baby. And he named the baby Jesus. May God give us understanding, and let's take just a moment of silent prayer. So often, when we think of things and how they should be done, our imagination can come up with so many ideas. And I think that somehow, if we were the ones planning for God's Son to come to earth, we might have planned it just a little bit differently. Those times were extremely different and difficult. For one thing, a man and a woman didn't pick themselves out to be a couple. That was decided by the parents. They lived in a small town, and so likely Joseph's parents and Mary's parents had a conversation and decided that they might be a good couple and got them together. A very big other difference was that in those days, if a woman conceived a child out of marriage, the tradition was to stone her to death. So here we have Mary and Joseph in a very difficult situation. Clearly, Joseph had feelings for Mary and didn't know what to do. Well, this week, as I was thinking about this, I actually came across a story by Dr. Ralph Wilson. As he tried to put himself in Joseph's situation, in his mindset. And so he imagined and he wrote a letter, as he thought Joseph would have written it, to his mother. And I'm going to read it to you. Dear Mom, we're still in Bethlehem, Mary and I and little Jesus. Oh, there were lots of things I couldn't talk to you about last summer. You wouldn't have believed me then. But maybe I can tell you now, and I hope you can understand. You know, Mom, I've always loved Mary. You and Dad used to tease me about her when she was still a little girl. She and her brothers used to play on our street, and our families got together for supper. But the hardest day of my life came scarcely a year ago when I was 20 and she only 15. You remember that day, don't you? The trouble started after we were betrothed and signed the marriage agreement at our engagement. That same spring, Mary had left abruptly to visit her old cousin Elizabeth in Judea. She was gone 3 whole months, and after she got back, people started wondering out loud if she were pregnant. It was cloudy the day when I finally confronted her with the gossip, and I said, "Mary, are you going to have a baby?" And her clear brown eyes met mine. She nodded. Yes, I didn't know what to say. Who? I finally stammered. Mom, Mary, and I never acted improperly, even after we were betrothed. Mary looked down. Joseph, she said, there's no way I can explain. You couldn't understand. But I want you to know that I've never cared for anyone but you. She got up. She gently took my hands in hers, and she kissed each of them as if this was the last time and she'd never do it again. And then she turned towards home. She must have been dying inside, because I know I was. The rest of the day, I stumbled through my chores, and it's a wonder I didn't hurt myself in the woodshop. At first, I was so angry, and I pounded out my frustrations on the doorframe I was making. My thoughts whirled so fast, I could hardly keep my mind at work. And at last, I decided to just end the marriage contract with a quick divorce, a quiet divorce. I loved her too much to make it a public scene. I couldn't talk to you, or anyone for that matter. I went to bed early and I tried to sleep, and her words came to me over and over. I've never cared for anyone but you. I never cared for anyone but you. Oh, how I wished I could believe her. I don't know when I finally fell asleep, Mom, but I had a dream from God. An angel of the Lord came to me, and his words pulsated through my mind so intensely that I can remember them as if it were yesterday. Joseph, son of David, he thundered, do not fear to take Mary home as your wife, because what is conceived in her is from the Holy Spirit. I couldn't believe my ears, Mom. This was the answer. The angel continued, she'll give birth to a son, and you are to give him the name Jesus, because he will save this people from their sins. The angel gripped my shoulders with his huge hands, and for a long moment, his gaze just pierced deep within me. And just as he turned to go, I think I saw a smile on his shining face. I sat bolt upright in bed. No sleep after that. I tossed about for a while, going over the words in my mind, and then I got up and dressed quietly so I wouldn't wake you. I must have walked for miles beneath the moonless sky. Stars pricked the blackness like 1,000 tiny pinpoints, and a warm breeze blew on my face, and I sang to the Lord, Mom. Yeah, me singing. Yes. Ah, if you can imagine that. I could not contain my joy. I told him I would take Mary and take care of her, and I told him I would watch over her and the child, no matter what anyone said. Well, I got back just as the sun kissed the hilltops. I don't know if you still recall that morning, Mom. I can see it in my mind's eye as if it were yesterday. You were feeding the chickens and surprised to see me out. Remember? Sit down, I said to you. I've got to tell you something. I took your arm and I helped you to find a seat on the big rock out back. Mom, I said, I'm going to bring Mary home as my wife. Can you help make a place for her things? You were silent for a long time. You do know what you're saying, don't you, son? She said at last, your eyes glistening. Yes, Mom, I know. Your voice started to rise. If your father were still alive, he'd have some words, I'll tell you. Going about like that before you're married, disgracing the family and all. You and Mary ought to be ashamed of yourselves. You'd never have believed me if I tried to explain, so I didn't. Unless the angel had spoken to you, you'd have laughed me to scorn. Mom, this is the right thing to do, I said. And then I started talking to you as if I were the head of the household. When she comes, I don't want one word to her about it, I sputtered. She's your daughter-in-law and you'll respect her. She'll need your help if she's to bear the neighbors' wagging tongues. I'm sorry, Mom. I'm sorry, Mom. You didn't deserve that. And you started to get up in a huff. Mom, I murmured. I need you. You took my hand and you got to your feet, but the fire was gone from your eyes. You can count on me, Joseph, you told me with a long hug. And you meant it. I never heard another word, and no bride could hope for a better mother-in-law than you those next months. Mom, after I left you, I went up to the road to Mary's house and I knocked. And her mother glared at me as she opened the door, and loudly, harshly, she called into the house. It's Joseph! Almost spitting out my name as she said it. My little Mary came out, cringing as if she expected me to give her the back of my hand. Her eyes were red and puffy, and I can only imagine what her parents said. We walked a few steps from the house, and she looked so young and so afraid. Pack your things, Mary, I told her gently. I'm taking you home to be my wife. Joseph, she hugged me as tight as she could. Mom, I didn't realize she was so strong. I told her what I'd been planning. We'll go to Rabbi Ben-Ezer's house this week and have him perform the ceremony. I know it was awfully sudden, Mom, but I figured the sooner we got married, the better it'd be for her and me and the baby. Mary, I said, even if our friends don't come, at least you and I can pledge our love before God. And then I paused. I think my mom will be there, and maybe your friend Rebecca could come if her dad will let her. How about your parents? I could feel Mary's tiny frame shuddering as she sobbed quietly. Mary, I said. I could feel myself speaking more boldly. No matter what anyone says about you, I'm proud you're going to be my wife. I'm going to take good care of you. I've promised God that. And she looked up. I lowered my voice. I had a dream last night, Mary. I saw an angel. I know. The anguish which had gripped her face vanished. She was radiant as we turned away from the house and began to walk up the hill together. And just then her mother ran out into the yard. Wait, she called. She must have been listening from behind the door because tears were streaming down her cheeks. I'll get your father, she called, almost giddy with emotion. She cried as we gathered up her skirts. She shouted as she began to run to find her husband. We are going to a wedding. Well, that's how it was, Mom. Thanks for being there. And I'll write again soon. Love you, Joseph. Right now, many right here are struggling. You may feel alone. You may feel scared. You may feel broken. God is there with you. And He'll bring you through. He'll help you with your purpose in life. And He'll help guide every step. We may not always understand all of it. We may not all have visits from angels to explain it. But He's there. And whatever our circumstances, we have something to celebrate. Let us pray. Almighty God, our ways are not your ways, and your ways are not our ways. But as we walk our journey, help us to grow in faith and compassion and love. In the name of your Son, Jesus Christ. Amen.